Now in verse 6, beginning there, we have the particulars of the kingdom. Now notice, here's one of them. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Now, that's the day when the lion and the lamb will lie down together. Now, the only way they can lie down together today is for the lamb to be inside of the lion. A very fine Bible teacher years ago was teaching. A man stood up in the audience and said, "You know, that's ridiculous. It says that the lion is going to eat hay like an ox." And that's here in verse 7. "The cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox." Now he says that's ridiculous. Anybody knows a lion doesn't eat straw. And this Bible teacher, who had a very sharp mind, he said to this fellow, he says, "I'll tell you what I'll do." He says, "You make a lion, and I'll make him eat straw. The one who made the lion will make him eat straw when the time comes." Verse 9, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." This is a kingdom that shall be worldwide. Now we come to the program of the kingdom. "And in that day," verse 10, "there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." Now the key here is "in that day." Now that day began with the great tribulation as we saw. It extends on into the kingdom. And this is the kingdom. "And the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people." That's when God brings them back in the land. Now, when did he bring them back the first time? Well, that's when Moses led them out of Egypt and Joshua brought them into the land. Now he says, "He shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel." What is that ensign? Well, that ensign is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one. It's not some banner he lifts in the air, but it speaks of the fact that he will be the rallying center for the meek of the earth in that day. Now, that's when the meek are going to inherit the earth. And they are, friends. That's God's plan. That's God's program. And he'll bring it to pass. Now, this is a chapter then that sets that before us.